Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Yud Tes, four lines from the top of Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and let's just review that at the end result, we had four different possibilities as to the din, where a Nazir who was Tar at the time that he accepted upon himself Naziris, and he became Tameh, at what point does he restart his count of his days for Naziris? And we saw that Rabbi Yosef Behuda, and at least according to the Russian Tesis, Rabbi Leza as well, held that on day seven, once you become Tar from Tumas Meis, and you had to Azov the Mechatas on the third and seventh day, and you also went to the Mikvah on the seventh day, and now you're in a status that you're Tful Yayim, you would restart your counting for your Naziris period, even though you cannot yet bring the Korbanos. And Rebbe argued and said that the only time you could start recounting the days of your Naziris is only on the eighth day, once you have the ability to bring your Korbanos, and even if you did not yet bring any of the Korbanos, and the Chacham held that you have to wait until the eighth day, as Rebbe said, but you still cannot start counting your Naziris until after you brought at least your Korban Chatas, even though he does not require you to bring your Korban Asham Naziris and the Oilu Sa'if. And finally, we saw the Shita Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Yechem Breka, who held that you start counting your days and Naziris after you brought your Chatas as well as your Asham, and even prior to bringing your Oilu Sa'if, you have the ability to restart counting the days of Naziris according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Yechem Breka. And the Gemara ended off that Lefida Rabbanan, they hold that an Oilu does not need a Mirat because it's Dorian Ba'almahu, and therefore when they have a Mirat in the Pasuk that says Ba'yayimahu, they learn that it's coming to the Mayat, the Karban Asham, and if a Nazir does not yet bring his Karban Asham, he could still restart counting his days of Naziris, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, you can restart counting your days of Naziris once you bring your Korban Chatas, even though you didn't bring your Asham or your Oila. However, although we mentioned, according to Taisis, a little bit of a different pshat, but the pashtus of the Gemara is that Rabbi Shmuel argues under Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that Oila is not a Darin, and the Nazir brings an Oila as a part of his Kapara, and therefore, we have the pasuk that teaches us by Yaimahu that even though you didn't bring that Oila, you would still be able to restart the counting of your Naziris. And our Gemara now begins. Man Tana L'Hod Tana Rabbanan, who is the Tana of following Braisa, and the Braisa states, Isha Shenadra Ben Nazir V'Nitma, if a woman accepts upon herself to become a Nazir, and she becomes Tameh, and she was already mafresh all of her Kabanis for her Naziris Betuma, and she was mafresh her Asham Naziris, as well as the Chatas Ha'if, and her Oidah Sa'if, for Achin Hafala Baigla, and then her husband was made for her Naziris, as we know, her husband could be made for his wife's Nedarim, or her Naziris, and we will see in a moment that the Gemara will bring the Shaila that we had in Masechta Nedarim, if a husband's hafara is mi'aka oka, or if it's megas gaiz, meaning, although certainly when the chachamim were matin nedarim and they found a pesach or charata for a person's neda, then it actually is oikud and neda meikara, and at least it's going to be mikana labolam afreya that's batal. However, but the gay husband's hafara, the shaila is it oikud her neda and her nazirus lamafreya, or do we consider it that the neda was chal and the nazirus was chal? Just from now on forward, it's considered that the neda or the nazirus will be batal. And the brisa continues, mevi'ach that at this point, since she was mafresh her kabanis, therefore the din is that she will still bring her chatas ha'if, but she will not bring her il sa'if. So Rav Chista explains, Rabbi Shmuel, he is going according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Berkah Shita that said that an il is not considered a doyron and it's coming l'chapara, and since her husband was made for her naziris, therefore she has no need for the kapara and she doesn't have to bring her il sa'if. And of course, the question is clear that what is going to be with the chatas ha'if, and why is it that she would have to bring the chatas ha'if if, of course, Chatas Ha'if is coming for Kapara, and the Gemara will discuss this in a moment. And even though the Braisa does not say this, but Lamaisa, she would not bring her Ilus Ha'if, and she would also not bring her Sham Naziris. And Taisus points out that according to Rabbanan that hold that a person restarts his Naziris after he brings his Chatas, they said that we don't learn from the Pasuk of Bayayimahu to teach us to exclude an Oila, because an Oila in any case is only Dayim Ba'alma, and therefore there is no Havamina that would actually hold someone back from starting the Naziris period, as the only thing that holds a person back from the Naziris period is only what's coming for Kapara and fixing up the fact that they became Tamei while they were Nazir. But since an Oila is not coming for Kapara, therefore that certainly would not be Ma'akiv. But definitely we see that Rabbanan hold that an Oila Sa'if is a Dayan, and therefore certainly in this case the din should be that she would be able to bring her Oila Sa'if because she would bring it as an Adava. And even though when she's a Nazir Tamei, she brings the Oila Sa'if as a Dayan, but it's coming as a Chayiv. However, there's no difference ultimately because it's coming as a Dayan, and therefore she could still bring it as an Adava. And the Gemara continues, Micah Sava, what does Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Rabbi Yechon Breka hold? If he holds that when Baal is made for his wife's Naziris, it actually is Oikit L'mafreya, then there's no requirement for him to bring Kapara at all, and therefore she really shouldn't have to bring a Chatas Ha'if either, and when she was mafresh to Chatas Ha'if, it should be considered like Hegdash B'tais, and therefore it should not even be considered Hegdash, and it should be considered Chulin. And why did Braisa teach us that she would have to bring a Chatas Ha'if? And Ika Sava, Baal Megas Gaias, and if you're going to say he holds that when a husband is made for his wife, Baif Nadarim is only Mikan Laba, then Oil Sa'if Nami Lacey, then Lechaira, she still needs to bring all the Kabbanis of Naziris, because Lemaisa she became Tame while she was a Nazir, and therefore she has a Chiyav to bring an Asham Naziris, a Chata Sa'if, as well as the Oil Sa'if. And the Gemara answers, Lelun Kasava Baal Meaka Akko. Really, Rabbi Shmuel B'nai Shor Beicham Reka holds that a husband, when he's made for her, his wife's Nadarim, it actually is maker at Lemafreya, and therefore we look at her as she was not a Nazir at all, and since she didn't become Tame while she was a Nazir, therefore there's no requirement for her to have a kapara, and that's why she can't bring the oil saif and she can't bring the sham naziris, because both of them are coming to kapara. And if you're going to ask me why did she bring the chatas if the chatas is also coming for kapara, so the Gemara explains, because Rabbi Shmuel several of Rabbi Loza kapara, Rabbi Shmuel holds like the shita Rabbi Loza kapara that we had before on daf gimel min aleph. The tanya, as we learned to the brayser, Rabbi Loza kapara bribi oimer, Rabbi Loza kapara the choshev person stated matam aleim bechipa lo bashechot al nefesh. What is the pshat when the pasuk says benegia nazir that became tamei, that after he goes through the entire process and he's no longer tummy mace, then the pasuk says v'asa akayin echad l'chatas v'echad loyla v'chipe alav me'ashachot al nefesh v'kidash es reisha b'yayimahu. And Rabbi Loza Kapo is bothered v'chibe eze nefesh chatazah, what nefesh was this person chaited with and what type of aveir did he do? El Gemara says shetzia atrim n'ayayin, the reason why we consider him a chaitay is because he was mitzayim himself and he withheld and he refrained from drinking wine, and therefore although it's true that this woman's naziris was not considered naziris at all, as her husband was made for her naziris, and it was oikir lemafreya. However, lemaisa, she had a period of time where she held back and she refrained from drinking wine and having that hana, and therefore it's considered that she did a chet. That is why, although in a chenami, we would not require her at this point to go and be mafresh a chatas and bring the chatas haif. However, if she already was mafresh her kabanes, then we require her to still bring the chatas haif, as there was some sort of a chet that she did by refraining from wine, and therefore it's still appropriate for her to bring the chatas haif. And the question that still remains is, if it's true that she still brings the chatas haif because she needs a kapara, then why don't we say that she should bring the chatas haif because she needs a kapara, and her chatas haif is not coming for diet, it's coming for kapara? And Taisus explains, because a chatas comes out of suffix, and since we find that in some cases that a chatas could be brought even when there's a suffix, therefore, even though there's not a major sad that she needs a carbon, because lemaisa, she is not a real kaite, and it's only based on the fact that she was tia atzmin menayayin, and she refrained from drinking wine, therefore, we still require her to bring a chatas haif, but we will not require her to bring the oil saif or the asham naziris. And the Gemara continues with the memory of her blaza kappa, the kavu chayman. There's also a kavu chayman that's relevant to the zin. And madach in nazar, who is only mitzayah himself from wine, he's still considered a chayte. And mitzayah atzma mekal davar, if someone is mitzayah themselves from everything and the mekabal themselves a tainis, and they are not going to eat or drink anything, then alachas kamen v'kamo, then certainly they're considered a chayte. And the Gemara now completed it, explained the brisa that the brisa is going like Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shor b'echem breka, and Rabbi Shmuel holds a Rabbi Loza kapar, and that's why he would still bring a chatas ha'if, even though he won't bring the sham naziris or the oil sa'if. And the Gemara now continues and answers a question directly to Rabbi Loza kapar, that how could Rabbi Loza kapar say that every nazir is considered chaytei, and even a nazir that was tar and never became tamei, but a nazir tamei ksiv, but the pasuk that says v'chipa alav me'ashechot al nefesh is talking about a nazir tamei, and is not discussing the case of a nazir tar that finishes his days of naziris and never became tamei. And as the Gemara says, "Vanana filu nazir tar kamrinan," and we always bring the din of Rabbi Loza kapar even by a nazir tar that never became tamei. And as the Mefarash explains, "The kari chayte mishum shetzia atzmim le'ayin," that the whole reason Rabbi Loza kapar says it's considered chayte is not because he became tamei, but because he was mitzari himself from not drinking wine, and therefore we see that the reason why it's considered chayte is not based on him being tamei, but even a nazir tar is considered chayte because he was shetzia atzmim le'ayin. And Taisus says that even if you won't want to say it's based on the actual din of Rabbi Loza kapar and based on the pasuk, but the meiser Rabbi Loza kapar's kavachayma applies not only to a din of a tainis, but it also applies to a nazir tara who is mitzayah atzma nayayin. And the Gemara answers, "Ein chenami kasev Rabbi Loza kapar nazir tara nami chayte." That certainly even a nazir tara that would see atzma nayayin is definitely considered chayte. By having time of the chesub nazir tamei, and the reason why the Torah specifically says the pasuk of the chibur alav meshachot al nefesh b'negei nazir tamei is hal v'shanim bechet, because he doubled over and he had additional chatayim. And what is that additional chet? So the Mefarish explains that it's based on the fact that he became tamei. So originally he had the chet, they would see atzma nayayin, and he now added on another chet, and therefore his chet is that much greater, as at this point he became a nazir tamei. And Taisus doesn't learn like the Rush, and the chayyur of the pshat in Taisus is that a nazir tamei that the Torah is speaking about is not a nazir that went ahead and bemazed went and became tamei. It's a person that became tamei bepesa pisaim and happened suddenly, and he was a shayyeg or even an oinis, and even so, we call him a chayyur chayti, and therefore l'chayri, it can't be because he became tamei, as he didn't do any chet by becoming tamei. And therefore Taisa says, hal v'shana b'chet, shloi nizim mitumma, because he wasn't careful about tumma, v'herach tzar al tzayroi, melhenes b'yayin, and his chet is that at this point, he not only couldn't drink wine for 30 days, but now he had to restart his Nazir's period and not drink wine for another 30 days. And we saw in the Gemara in Daf Gimel Malav that the Gemara stated that when Rabbi Elazar Kappa calls a Nazir a Chayte, he's discussing specifically a Nazir Tamei, the Ayid Bay Misa, that since he'll have to forfeit all the original days they accounted for in Nazir, to Amr Rahman of Ayam Rishayim Yiplu, Kitami Nizrai, Hasimu Duma Aslam Mevan Nizrusai, and we're concerned that really he won't have the ability to hold back from drinking wine for another 30 days, and he'll be Oiva on his Naziris, and he'll be Chayte. And we also saw that since the Nazir will not be happy to have to keep another 30 days of his Naziris, as originally he only thought that he could keep 30 days for his Naziris period, therefore he will be mischaret on the fact that he became a Nazir, and it will be almost like he'll be in Chulun Azara when he's bringing his Kabbanis Betaira at the end of his Naziris period, as we discussed. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel Omer Alf ended off, Al Nazir Tara Lav Chayte Karibe, that Nazir Tara is not considered Chayte, and our Gemara says that Nazir Tara is considered Chayte, and Taisis on Daf Bezim Beis asked the Stira and responds to the Stira. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that we had in Tes Zayin and Beis, and the Mishnah stated that after a Nazir was Mekabel Naziris while he was in Basic Forest, and he was Yotzev and Nichnas, Oilei Min HaMinyan, who may be Karben Tumah, then those days, after he comes out of Basic Forest, will be counted towards the Naziris, and therefore, at that point, if he becomes Tamei, since he's already considered a Nazir Tar, so even if he becomes Tamei on that day, when he started counting his Naziris period, then it would be that after he finishes becoming Tar from his Tumas Mace, he would have to bring all the Kabbalahs of the Nazir that he brings when he becomes Tamei, the Sham Naziris, as well as the Chat Sa'if and Oil Sa'if. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lezer stated, Loi Bay Bayayim, that the only time that Reuven would actually have to bring a carbon Nazir B'tumah is only if he became Tamei on the second day that he was a Nazir, but if he became Tamei on the first day that he was a Nazir, there's a special pasuk that teaches us, Vayam Rishayim Yiplu, that the only time that we say he has to bring a carbon Nazir B'tumah, and he also has a din that he forfeits the previous days, is only if he already had 2 days of Naziris before he became Tamei, but if he was only Tamei one day, then number one, he would not bring in the Kabbanis Naziris B'tumah, and number two, he would not forfeit that one day that he already counted as a Nazir, and as we explained, once he becomes Tar from his Tumas Mace, he would continue counting his days of Naziris, but he would count from day number two, as he already kept one day of Naziris. And the Gemara begins, Tani Oilun Loi Min HaMinyan, we state in the Mishnah that once he comes out of Beis HaKfaris, it would actually count towards his days of Naziris, and the Gemara is bothered that from the Lashon of the Mishnah's Mashma, that even if he was on the second day when he became Tamei, or the sixth day when he became Tamei, and he walks out of Beis HaKfaris, then immediately he would begin his Naziris period, and even though he didn't go through the entire process of becoming Tar from Tumas Mace, and therefore the Gemara asks, Mishim de Yotzeh Chalei Naziris, but just by the fact that he walks out of the Beis HaKfaris, would it be Chalei of Naziris? Of course that can't be. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel explains, as we already explained when we learned the Mishnah, Kagan Sheyotzeh V'Hizah V'Shana V'Tavol, that the case is that he walked out of the Beis HaKfaris, and he then went through the procedures in order to become Tar from his Tumas Mace, and on the third and seventh day, he was Mazer from the Mechatas, and he sprayed himself from the Mayim of the Paraduma, and then on the seventh day, he went to the Mikvah, and now he's a Tful Yoyim, so then there is a din that is a Chalois of Naziris at that moment. And even though we had a Machlekes as to when this Chalois of Naziris, after there's a Nazir that became Tamei and is now Tar, that is only in a case where the Nazir originally, when he was Mekabel Naziris, was Tar, and then he became Tamei. However, Amish is talking about a case where the Nazir was Tamei at the point when he was Mekabel himself as Naziris, and all agree that since he's not required to bring the carbon of a Nazir Tamei, so therefore, immediately upon him becoming Tar and going to the Mikvah, his Chalois Naziris would happen, and he would begin counting the days of the Naziris. The Gemara continues to be medayik in the Mishnah. It's mashmar. The only time we said that he counts the minyan for Naziris is only when he walks back into the Beis HaKfaris. And you can tell me that if he stays outside and he actually remains tar, you don't count those days towards his Naziris. Of course, you have to count those days towards Naziris as he's tar. And the Gemara says, this Mishnah will be learned based on the concept of loymi bayi. The loymi bayi yotza. That's certainly in the case where Reuven went out of the Beis HaKfaris and he never went back inside, that certainly all the days they count will be counted towards the Naziris period. And I feel him nichnas, even if afterwards Reuven goes back, since he counted at least that day, so therefore it's counted towards his Naziris and he was considered a Nazir Tar, and therefore if he goes back in, he will be considered a Nazir Tar that became Tamei, and he'll have to bring the Kabbanis. And this is Lafuke from the Din of Rebbe Lez in the Mishnah, who stated that in this case, since Reuven was only Tar for one day and it was only in his first day of his Naziris period, therefore even if he would go back into the Beis HaKfaris and become Tamei, he would not bring a Korban Naziris B'tumah, because based on the Pasuk of Hayom HaRishayim Yiplu, which the Gemara will discuss in a moment, and number two, he won't forfeit the day that he already counted as his Naziris. And the Gemara continues that we just saw that Shmuel explained the Mishnah in great detail. So Amalei Rakan Rav Asi Rav, Rav Kan and Rav Asi, or Talmidim and Rav, said to Rav, "My time, Malay Mishnah Shalom Kahalim Amili, why didn't you explain the Mishnah to us exactly like Shmuel did?" Amalei and Rav responded to them, "Amina Dilmalei Tzuchisu, I thought to myself that Lachari, it's Pasha like this, and you didn't need me to teach this to you." And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah yet again. Rabbi Leza stated, and he was chaylik on Tanakama, loy bay bayayim, that if you go back into the basic forest on the same day that you became a Nazir, then the din is that you don't bring a carbon Nazir and you don't forfeit the day that you already counted. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, by Yom Rishonim Yiplu, at you, Yom Rishonim, until you have at least 2 days, you don't have the din of forfeiture, and you don't have the din that you bring a carbon Nazir betumah, as we discussed earlier. And the Gemara states, Ula stated, loyam Rabbi Leza el betame shenazir, that the only time Rabbi Leza says din is only by someone that was tame and he was mekabel aziris while he was tame. So then the din is if he becomes tar and on the same day that he became tar and he started his aziris period, he goes back into the base of kfaris, then he would not bring a carbon aziris betumah and he would not forfeit his previous day. However, if there was a nazir that when he was mekabel aziris he was tar and then on that same day he went into the base of kfaris and became tame, then Rabbi Leza would state that he would still bring a carbon nazir betumah and he would also forfeit the day that he already counted as a nazir. And keep in mind, the entire time that we were learning the din of Rabbi Leza, we actually did not say this, and that's because in a moment the Gemara will shlug up Ula and will come to a Tiyufta, and we actually hold that Rabbi Leza's din is in all cases, and even for Nazir, accepted upon himself to be a Nazir while he was Tare and he became Tame in the first day, then Rabbi Leza would say that the din of Ayam Rishayim Yiplu would still apply and he would not forfeit the day that he counted towards the Zeris. In addition, he would not bring the Kabbanis that a Nazir who became Tame would bring. And the Gemara continues on Daf Yutesim Beis, Rav comes to explain the Pshat Ula, and he says, "My time in Rabbi Leza, according to Ula, what's the Pshat Rabbi Leza?" The pasuk says, "Ki tamei nizrei." It says, "Vayom Rishayim Yiplu ki tamei nizrei mishum de betumah nazar." The only time that we have the din that on the first day they became a nazir and you immediately become tamei, that the din is that you do not forfeit that previous day, and you also don't bring your carbon nazir that a nazir that becomes tamei brings, is only because he was tamei when he accepted upon himself the nazirus. But if he would have been tar when he accepted upon himself his nazirus, then the din would be they would still bring a carbon betumah, and in addition, he would actually forfeit even that original day. And the Gemara continues, Esve Abaya. Abaya will now ask a kashan ula and end with the tiyufta, and the question will be from a braisa, and this braisa will be going like Shitas Rabbi Leza, who hold that if a person becomes a nazir, and on that first day that he becomes a nazir, he becomes tummy, that the din is that he doesn't have to bring a carbon nazir of a tumah, and he also doesn't forfeit that original day. And this braisa states, Harini nazir meyayim, if Reuben was makabel to be a nazir for 100 days, v'nitba b'tchilas meyah, and he became tummy on the first day that he was counting, yachol yehisaisa, you would think that he'd forfeit all those days and he'd have to bring a carbon of a nazir, tamalim v'yam mishayim yiplu, that the first days will fall off, achihi l'yam mishayim, and it has to be you have at least 2 days before the din of v'yam mishayim yiplu would apply, and only once you have 2 days, then there's a din of forfeiture, v'zein l'mishayim, and this person didn't have a previous day, and therefore that din doesn't apply, and this is exactly like Rabbi Leza taught us. In addition, the Brisa continued, nitba b'seif meyah, and this is a din that we did not yet have, that if you become tamei on the last day of the 100 days, yachli yisaisa, at this point you would think that it would be saisa completely. The pasuk tells us that only if there's yom rishayim, if there's previous days, then you have a din that it will fall off. And it's mashma that there are other days after this. And since over here you are the last day of the year's period, therefore there's no other days that would come afterwards, and he wouldn't forfeit all the days that he already counted. And Taisus points out that although for the pashas of the Gemara it's mashma that according to Rabbi Leza, since Reuven became tamei on the last day of Nazir's period, then he would not be soisa his Nazir's period at all, and he wouldn't forfeit any days. However, Zok Taisus, that is not true, as we saw on Daf Tesai B'dav, that the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Leza holds that if Nitma B'yay Mea soisa Shleshim, that certainly you would still forfeit a 30-day period, and you have to recount 30 days. And Taisus explains that's exactly what Agamar means, and of course the din of Rabbi Leza was based on the din that Rish Lakish brought in Daf Vavim Beis, based on the pasuk that states, V'zayis Teres Nazir B'yayim Melois, Nitma B'yayim Melois, that someone becomes tummy on the last day of his count, Tenle Teres Nazir, they still has to only count a 30-day period of Naziris, and he is not soisa all of the previous days. And then Taisus asked, Al-Khari, if so, why do we need two psukim? Why do we need the pasuk of V'zayis Teres Nazir B'yayim Melois? And why do we also need the pasuk that Agamar brought, which was for V'yayim Rishayim Yiplu? And I in Taisus, where he brings a first teretz, and then Taisus brings a second teretz, which is much simpler, that since in any case we had to say the pasuk vayom rishonim yiplu afuket chilas ameya shloihoy loy rishonim, and that's coming to include the first day of the zeros period in any case, and that's why the Braisa brought this pasuk as well. But in a chenami, actually need the pasuk of v'zeis teres nazir b'yay melois to teach us that nidban b'yay melois ten like teres nazir, that you don't forfeit the entire nazirus, but you do forfeit 30 days of the nazirus period. And just one quick point: although the Rishonim specifically say that if someone becomes tamei according to Rabbi Elazar on the first day of the nazirus period, then not only would he not forfeit that day, but he would also not bring a carbon of a nazir tamei. However, the Rishonim do not speak about what the din would be if a person would bring a carbon nazir when they become tamei on the last day of the nazirus period, according to Rabbi Elazar, and it's mashma that the same din should apply. And when the nazir completes his entire period, he would not bring a carbon because he was tamei. However, it's sarach bia if this is actually the din. And finally, the Braisa brings a third din, nitma b'yay mea chasachas, if Rui became tamei on the 99th day of his nazirus period, 2 days before the end of his nazirus, yachalei seisa, you would think he would not forfeit, tamlein v'yom mishayim yiplu, and the nazir that becomes tamei would forfeit his days in his years, but mechlal de'ikachreinim, v'zeyei shle rishayim achreinim, and certainly it is only if you have another day afterwards, and over here you had a previous day, because you had every day from the first day of his years until day 99, and number two, it is also one more day after this period, this is the day 100, and therefore there's a din of forfeiture, and this person becomes tamei on day number 99, number one would certainly have to bring his kabanais once he becomes tar from his tumas meis, and number two, certainly the din would be that he would forfeit all 99 days that he already counted, and he would have to once again count 100 days for his nazirus. After bringing this entire braisa, Abaye now asks his question on Ula, we can't explain this braisa that's talking about a person that was metabol his nazirus when he was already in nazir, as midutani already nazir meyah v'nitma b'tchilas meyah, since the braisa specified that Reuven was metabol to be in nazir 100 days, and then he was tummy immediately at the beginning of his 100 days, v'tchani achiyula m'yam rishayim, and we still see that we apply the pasuk by yam rishayim yiplu, even though this person was originally tar when he was mekabel naziris, and therefore you see that Rabbi Elazar's din not only applies to a nazir who was originally tamei when he was mekabel naziris, but even if a nazir who was tar was mekabel naziris and became tamei on that first day, Rabbi Elazar holds that there was no forfeiture of the original day, and you're not bringing a carbon tumah when you become tar. And the Gemara ends off tiyufta. This is a tiyufta to Ula, and the Gemara continues. Omle Rapapa Labaya, Rapapa says Labaya, Halan Yomim to Kamrinon. Rabbi Elazar stated that the only time that a nazir actually forfeits his days of naziris is only if he had one day previously and has to be on the second day of his nazirus period. What did he mean at that point? The nafikad of baschilin train doesn't mean that he already had one day, and even though on the first day when a person mekabel nazirus it's only a part of a day, and even so Rabbi Elazar would agree that once you start your second day and you become tamei, and even though you don't have any complete days, then it would be that vayom rishayim yiplu, that he would actually forfeit those prior days, and he would also bring a carbon nazirus betoma. It's not enough to be on your second day, at that point you don't have any complete days that pass while you were nazir, as the first day was not a complete day because you actually were mekabel nazirus during that first day, and the second day also is not a complete day because if you became tamei on day number two, then you didn't have the full second day as in nazir b'tayra, and therefore it has to be a case the nafkin train that you already had a 2 day period umaskilin klasa, and now you start your third day, and therefore you already had one complete day that you were nazir tar, which is day number two, and now on day number three, if you become tamei, then the pasuk vayom rishayim yiplu would apply according to Rabbi Elazar. And Taisus explains the second sad a bit deeper, as Taisus is bothered that l'chira, why would we need a complete day if generally we have a din of mixayim kakulai, and why wouldn't we say over here that when the pasuk says vayom rishayim yiplu, as long as you had a partial day and now it's a second day, then certainly the din should be that if you became tamei on day number two, then the din should be that you forfeit any previous days, you'd bring the carbon tumah. And Taisus explains, since we just learned that the pasuk vayom rishayim yiplu is not only relevant to the beginning of nazirus, but it's also relevant to Rabbi Elazar at the end of the nazirus period. And at the end of the nazirus period, the last day, day number 100, will always be a complete day. And that during that entire day, if a person becomes tamei, we do not say vayom rishayim yiplu, as on the last day we previously learned that we don't say mixyam kakulai, and a person has to bring his kabanis on day number 101, and therefore he has to keep the full day of day number 100 b'tayra. And since we find that Lefi Rabbi Elazar at the end of a period of nazirus, we don't have the din of forfeiture on the last day on the complete day 100, and the only time we say the din of forfeiture is only when you become tamei on day number 99, and therefore in our case as well, day number one should not be counted as it wasn't a complete day, and therefore you'd have to count day number two as your complete day, and only on number three will we say the din of forfeiture. And the Gemara tells us, Abaye did not know how to respond. So Rabbi Papa went to ask the Shaila to Rava, and Amalei, and Rava said, Yiplu ksiv, the pasuk says the lashon of Yiplu, and Taisus explains, Mashma nefila kaldu, that's Mashma even though it's a shvacher nefila, L'rabbi And the pasuk is coming to teach us that even if the original 2 days were shvacha days and they were only mixayim, as the first day you become on the zeros in the middle of the day and the second day became tummy in the middle of the day, then the forfeiture would now apply. And the mefarish explains that the reason why we learn out the word yiplu is because the pasuk should have said vayom mishayim yazayv, and instead it said vayom mishayim yiplu, and that's why we learn out that it could be a shvacha nefila. And the gemara continues v'istruch lemichtav yom v'istruch lemichtav yiplu. Now, though the pasuk could have said v'kiddush reis dizra bayom ahu milvad yom mishayim, and it didn't have to say the lashon yiplu, or it could have said v'kiddush reis dizra bayom ahu v'harishayim yiplu, and the gemara states that would not suffice, and the pasuk had to say vayom harishayim yiplu. And the gemara explains because the ikas rechmana yomim, if the pasuk would have said the lashon yomim, which would be mashmir, you have to have a complete day before the din of forfeiture applies, v'loy kasiv yiplu, and it wouldn't have said lashon yiplu, have a mina ad enough train v'aylin flasa, then you would think that it's not enough to have 1 day prior to starting the din of forfeiture, as on that day it wasn't a complete day, and therefore you have to have 2 days as the gemara is have mina. Only after the first 2 days, where the second day was a complete day of naziris, then on the third day the din of forfeiture would apply if you became tamei. So kasiv rechmana yiplu, that's why it says lashon yiplu, that even if it wasn't a complete day, and lefi Rabbi Elazar, even if the nazir becomes tamei on his second day of naziris, the din is that he would have a din of forfeiture and he would have to bring his kabbanis. V'ikasiv yiplu v'leikasiv yamim, if it would only say the lashon yiplu and it wouldn't say the lashon yamim, have a mina filu chad, you would think that even on the first day, and even though it was only a small amount of time, the din would be that forfeiture would apply, like the Tanakhama holds, kasiv rechmana yamim, and that's why the pasuk says v'yamim, to teach us that the only time that the din of nefila and the din of forfeiture applies is only once you're on the second day of your naziris, but on the initial day that someone becomes a nazir tar, the din is that forfeiture would not apply, and if he becomes tamei on that day, he would not bring any kabbanis naziris betoma. And Ayin Taisis is bothered that l'chayra the lashon yiplu is lashon rabim, so how can you have a habmina if we would only say the lashon yiplu that the din of forfeiture would even apply on the initial day that someone's a nazir, like the Tadakama states? And Taisis says that would have a habmina of the lashon yiplu, which is lashon rabim, koyan naziris da'ama ayin sham. And Ayin the Mefarish, as well as the Bach, who seem to learn the Gemara differently and have a different gear say in our Gemara. And we continue with the Mishnah, and before we start, let's just point out that the din is that if someone is in Eretz Ha'amim and if someone is in Chutz La'aretz, he's considered Tamei Meis on Rabbanic level. The Rabbanim were concerned as to where Meisim were buried in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore they made a gzira that all the land of Chutz La'aretz is considered as if there's a basic kfaris there, and therefore there is Tumas Meis on all lands of Chutz La'aretz. And our Mishnah will discuss a person that was a Mekabel his Naziris and kept his Naziris while he was in Chutz La'aretz. So the Mishnah begins, Mishin Nazan Naziris Habe, Reuven is Mekabel himself to be a Nazir, and he's in Chutz La'aretz, and he's Mekabel himself a long period in his years. For example, he's Mekabel himself to be a Nazir for 100 days, the Hishlam is Nazirusai, and he was Mashlam and completed all the Zazis of Naziris, Betaira, Ma'achim Bala Arts, and afterwards he has to come to Eretz Yisrael in order to bring his Kabbanis, as in order to break your Naziris, you have to actually bring your Kabbanis. And as we learned before, that by the gear, the Kabbanis that a Nazir brings, he can't do it through Shlichus, and he has to do it by himself. As the Pasuk says, V'nosan al kapeh Nazir, and Beishameh Omer Nazir Shleshim Yoyim, Beishameh says, although he never became Tamei Meis Midiraisa, but since he kept his full din of Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, and in Chutz La'aretz he's considered Tamei Meis Midrabbanan, therefore the Rabbanan said that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, even though if you became Tamei Deraisa, then you would have to forfeit all the days of Naziris. However, since there was only Tumei Midrabbanan, so we only forfeit 30 days of Naziris, and you have to keep an additional 30 days of Naziris prior to bringing Kabbanis. And Basil says, the Rabbanan were Machmer, and they said that since you actually kept your Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, you actually forfeit all the days of Naziris, and you have to restart your Naziris period. You have to keep a full 100 days of Naziris when you're in Eretz Yisrael prior to bringing Kabbanis. The Mishnah brings a story, Maisa Behilne Amalka. There was a story with Hilne Amalka, Shaholch Ben Olam Muhammad, a child went to a war, V'amr, and she said, if my child comes back from the war in peace, then I will be a Nazir for 7 years. And then a son came back from Muhammad, and she kept her Naziris period for 7 years, and she never became Tamei, but she was in Chutz La'aretz. And then after 7 years, she went to Eretz Yisrael, and Basil Paskin, that the first 7 years are considered batal, and they're considered forfeited, and therefore she has to go and recount another 7 years. And right at the end of the 7 years, she became Tamei once again. And even though that second period of Naziris, she was only counted on a Drabbanic level, still they required her to keep another 7 years of her Naziris, and therefore she was a Nazir for 21 consecutive years. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, that she was only a Nazir for 14 years, and the Gemara Gemara will explain the words of Rabbi Yehuda in two different ways, and we will see that on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. And the Rosh is bothered that both Lefi Beis Shammai, that when a person was Mekabel Nazirus and he's Bechutz Laaretz and then he comes to Eretz Yisrael, that he has to keep another 30 days, and Lefi Beis Hillel, that he has to keep the full period of Nazirus, comes out that based on Takan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are pushing off his ability to bring his Kabbanis of Nazirus, Betaira, and we know that there's an Issa Baal Ta'acha. And the Rosh says, Ve'ino Oivu Mishum Baal Ta'acha, and the person will not be Oivu on Baal Ta'acha, the Yesh Koyach Be'achacham, Laka Dov Menatari, B'Shem Baal Ta'asai, and therefore by just pushing off the Kabbanis, the Rabbanan have the right to do that, and it actually changes the Metzias, and the person will not be Oivu on Baal Ta'acha. The Gemara begins, K'tani Reisha, we learned in the Reisha. Now generally we only use the Lashon of K'tani Reisha when we're going to compare the Reisha to the Sefer, and over here the Gemara is just going to say the Pshat and the Reisha, and therefore the Rosh says, Loya Vitzarch Lebeba Kain, that Reisha Kaminon, El, the Shitas Nazir Mishuna, the Lashon Nazir Mishuna, and four lines from the bottom of the Amud on Daf Chafim Na'av, Taisis also says, K'tani Reisha Beishamai, Kozel Loya Vitzarch, the Vadib Reisha Kaminon, the Lashon Nazir Mishuna, and the Gemara begins and explains the Machlekes between Beishamai Beisil, Beishamai Omim Nazir Shleshim Yayim, Beisil Omim Nazir Betchila, Beishamai says that all he has to keep is another 30 days when he comes out of Tzal, and Beisil says he actually forfeits all the days of Nazirus, and he has to once again restart the count of Nazirus, and in our case, he would have to be a Nazir for another 100 days. And the Gemara states, Leim Bahakam Mifli, and we will first learn the Gemara like our Gersa, and we will then learn the Gemara like the Rosh's Gersa. And our Gersa is, Beishamai Savri Eretz Am Mishum Gusha Gazrulah, that the Rabbanu will Gaza on the land of Chutzlarts, that the land itself is Tami, just like a regular Beis HaKfaris, and as the Mepharis says, Veloy Mishum Avira, and the ear of the Eretz Amim is not Tami by itself, Vavi Klisha Tumasa, and therefore this Tumba is a Shvacha Tumma, a Mishum Hachi Sagla B'Shleishim Yoyim, and since in any case, you're not Tami, if you go into Eretz Amim, B'Shidu Tevu Migdol, for example, therefore, it's considered Shvacha Tumma, and when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbanan said, that we will not require you to forfeit all the days of Naziris, and you will only have to recount 30 days of Naziris. And we continue on Daf Chafam Nalv, Beisil Savri, Beisil Hol, Mishum Avira Gazrola, that Rabbanan will Machmer on all the land of Eretz Amim and of Chutz Laaretz, and they said that even the Avir that's in Chutz Laaretz is Tami, and even if someone goes into Chutz Laaretz, B'Shidu Tevu Migdol, they would become Tami. And since they were Machmer so much, and they even considered Chutz Laaretz worse than a regular Beis HaKfaris, so therefore they also said that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to consider it that you have to forfeit all the days of Naziris, and you're going to have to recount all the days that you accepted upon yourself to be a Nazir, and for example, in our case, you have to be a Nazir for another 100 days. And the Gemara now says, Loi, that's not the case. The Kulei Alma Shum Gusha Gazula, even Beis Hillel agrees that Eretz Amim is only Tami like a Beis HaKfaris. Even so, it is Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Savri, Bestam Naziris Knisna. While it's true that Rabbanan wanted to knas you because you accepted upon yourself to be a Nazir in Chutz Laaretz, and Chutz Laaretz is considered that it is a Beis HaKfaris, and it's considered that you are a Tami Meis. However, that's only the Din Rabbanan, and therefore they only said that we're going to require you to keep another 30 days. However, Beis Hillel Savri, Ki Knisna, Betchilas Naziris, that once they knas you, they consider it as if you mamish became Tami Meis, and therefore they said that you have to forfeit all the days of Naziris, and you have to recount all the days of Naziris. And the Rosh and Taisis have a different Gersa, and Taisis actually is bothered that L'Chari, according to our Gersa, how could it be that Beishame says, because it's Bishum Gusha, therefore we're going to be Mako, and you're not going to have to keep Naziris aside for 30 days, but L'Chari, every Nazir that goes into Beis HaKfaris is only Tame based on Gusha, and even so, he forfeits all the days of Naziris, so what's Pshat and Beishame? And therefore, the Rosh and Taisis are Goyers to the opposite in the Havamina Gemara, and the Gemara therefore states as follows, Beishame Savri, that the Eretz Am, the Gzira is Mishum Avira, and since it's so Chomer, and it's different than Tumas Mace, therefore, a person won't get mixed up between a person that comes from Eretz Amim and a person that actually became Tami Meis, and that's why Beishamai said that Rabbanan only had to make a gzera that you should recount 30 days, as no one's going to mix this up with a regular case where a person became Mamish Tami Meis, where you have to forfeit all the days of Naziris. And therefore, Rabbanan said that you only have to keep 30 days, and you don't have to forfeit all the days of Naziris. However, Beisil holds that it's Mishum Gusha, and since it's similar to a din of a regular keva and a regular din of Tami Meis, therefore, Rabbanan were concerned that if they're going to say that we're only going to be guys on you, that you only have to forfeit 30 days, then when someone actually becomes Tami Meis Midiraisa, they would think that the din of forfeiture is only on 30 days and not on the complete Naziris. And therefore, Rabbanan said, even in the case where someone comes from Chutz Laaretz, we're actually going to require him to forfeit all the days of Naziris, and he has to recount and restart his days of Naziris, and he has to count a full 100 days, and we will stop over here.